Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Monday, April 30th, 2018. It's time for the Daily. As stated in a previous episode, Nintendo held a Q&A at their financial briefing. Here's a summary of the highlights. Since technology is progressing at a fast pace, Nintendo is fully opening to partnering with others if compatible. Aside from America and Japan, they're focusing on expanding throughout Asia, the Middle East, and South America. They feel that the rate of digital sales will increase, but they'll continue with exclusive physical sales because they're still requested by customers. They expect the 3DS demand to continue as it provides an affordable option to parents for those who are unable to purchase the Switch for their children. They acknowledge that the situation can change if they can get the Switch in enough people's hands. And when current president Tatsumi Kimishima was asked about retirement, he stated that his primary role was to release the Switch and deliver it to the customers in the way that he envisioned. His secondary role was to change hands from current management to the new generation. As more authority has been delegated, younger managers have been seen as capable and successful in the past 2 years. This is why he's passing the baton to Shuntaro Furukawa. Truthfully, there wasn't many fun and juicy details announced within the Q&A, but it provides a lot of insight for anyone wondering if Nintendo knows what they're really doing. This information was mostly obtained through NintendoEverything.com. The full Q&A document translated in English should be available sometime soon, and if they missed anything worthy, I'll be sure to announce it. In a filing with the Federal Communications Committee on April 23rd, Nintendo has requested a change to the left Joy-Con, specifically its antenna pattern and peripheral circuit. This request included a photo of the Joy-Con's internals and a test report. Ever since the Switch's launch, players have mentioned connectivity issues with the left Joy-Con, which has been said to have been fixed by firmware updates. Looks like Nintendo is looking to fix the problem once and for all through a hardware adjustment. No information on when or if this new Joy-Con will even be a thing, but if it's still an issue for you, just know that a fix just might be around the corner. The United Kingdom got a chance to officially show off their Mario Kart skills in the Nintendo vs. UK Cup that took place this past weekend. The top 20 list was displayed in a tweet on their Twitter account, Nintendo vs. UK. Now, I myself love some Mario Kart 8 and would love to have a chance to play in an online tournament. With that, we have been seeing a recent increase in official tournaments from Nintendo of America. They recently had an online tournament for ARMS, as well as the Splatoon 2 US and Canada qualifiers for the World Championship that takes place in E3 in June. I'd personally like to see a North American Mario Kart 8 tournament. And how about speedrun tournaments? Since Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze is out this Friday, why not have a little competition using the online leaderboards within the game? Choose a level and may the fastest Nintendo account win. Well, what kind of competitions would you guys like to see from Nintendo? Feel free to send me what you think, and I'll highlight them in an upcoming episode. For those of you still into catching Pokemon IRL, some new information has been provided for Pokemon Go from Niantic CEO John Hank. In speaking directly with Twitter user Pokemon Dr. YT, the CEO confirmed that Gen 4 was on the way, PvP is still in the works, the level cap will be increasing, and a Pokemon Go Fest 2.0 is in the making. I personally deleted my app a while ago as it became a bit too overwhelming for me, but it's great to see continued updates of Pokemon Go as I'm sure it's still being played by many around the world. I really miss those days of seeing loads of people playing at local parks. Good times. Speaking of mobile games, they're also continuing to provide content updates for Super Mario Run, Fire Emblem Heroes, and Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. If you haven't taken a look at any of these games, I highly suggest checking them out. But remember, Miitomo will be shutting down on May 9th, so if you care to, get your last moments in before that game's gone for good. And that's all for today, but before I end this episode, I wanted to note that Nintendo Seconds has been featured on the Anchor app under the Cool Podcast Ideas section. As a result, I've gained a bunch of new listeners, and it pushed my last episode in the top 100. I just wanted to take this time to say thank you to Anchor for providing me with just a piece of the spotlight. Also, here's a shout out to the following members who favorited this podcast. Taureen Terrell, Steezy Stevie, My BB PB&J, LJ Zero Fernandez, Young Ambiguous, Whatever Survey Podcast, La, The Podcast with No Name, Andre Gagne, A Lot of Things, Tesso, Jared Kernop, Justin Sane, Michael Michon, Inspirado Proyecto, Juan Pablo, Scott Simon, Brandon Crum, Sem Nieuwenkamp, and David Pescariu. I apologize to anyone whose name I destroyed, but that's 20 new favorites. You guys give me the motivation to keep this thing going, and ain't no stopping me now, baby. I also received a few voice messages that I'll be sharing in the near future. For those who would like to provide any vocal feedback, or you have an answer to what kind of competitions you'd like to officially see from Nintendo, leave me a voice message on the Anchor app, or just send me a tweety tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.